Says Daf Tzadi 90. We are on the bottom of Pei Tes Amud Bey, is the last line of Lema Ketanai. What's Lema Ketanai? The statement that we heard yesterday from Ravina Bar Shila. Ravina Bar Shila said that the Emurim of Kachim Kalim that went outside before Zrikas Damim, before the blood was thrown, are Pasul. Even though they're possible, even though Kachim Kalim, when they leave, are allowed to go outside because they're allowed to be eaten anywhere. But since the Emurim of the Kachim Kalim are eventually going to become Kachim once the blood is thrown, and therefore they're not allowed to, then at that point they won't be allowed to leave the Azara. But even before Zrikas Dam, if they go out, they're psulin. So the Gemara says, Lameka Tanai, said maybe this halacha is dependent on a machlokas Tanayim, based on the Mishnah in Maseches Me'ilah. So here it says, Emurim Kachim Kalim, Sheyatsu Lifnei Zrikas Damim. It's the same case that we have. The Emurim that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach of the Kachim Kalim that were taken out before the blood was thrown. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ein Molin Behen. Says that there is no Me'ilah. Why? Because when it comes to Kachim Kalim, again, Kachim Kalim don't get the din of being like reserved to Hashem until the blood is thrown. So there should be just no Me'ilah. So these things that went out before the blood was thrown maintain their status of Kachim Kalim, and there's no halacha of Me'ilah.
Didn't they throw the blood before?
He says, Emuri Kachim Kalim, they left, they were taken out of the Azara prior to the blood being thrown.
That's the case.
The case is that the Emurim were taken out before the blood was thrown. Almost like every case in Zvachim, where the wrong thing was done. So, Rabbi Lezer Omer Ein Molehen. Still, there's no Me'ilah. There's still no Me'ilah because it went out beforehand, right? So there's right where Rashi says. The korban was done already. This is just the Emurim. Rashi says Ein Molehen. The last Rashi. Afil Achazrika. Even after they throw the blood, it went out, and then they throw the blood, there would still be no Me'ilah on these Emurim. Delo Mahanya B'Huzrika Lahachi L'Mikboi Nul B'Milo. The Zrika doesn't work. It has no validity. It doesn't have any impact, because they went out before they were supposed to go out. However, right, the Ein Chayav Malei Mishim Pigol Nosar V'Tamei. And if the carbon from which these Emurim came from became Pigol, They wouldn't have the Isser Pigel. If you ate them, you wouldn't be Chayev Karis. You have other issues. There's no concept of Nosar. If these Emurim were left beyond the time where they were supposed to be Hukrav on the Zbeach, there's no concept of Nosar. And there's no Chayev of Tamei, meaning if someone ate these Emurim while they were Tamei, they wouldn't be Chayev in this. The reason being is because these Isurim only come into effect on the Karbon after the blood is thrown properly. But here, these Isurim aren't chal because the blood's not thrown properly, because the blood is going to be thrown after the items were taken out. So it wasn't in the right order. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, Mo'in Limehen, even these Kachim Kalim that go out prior to the Zrikas Damim, once the blood is thrown, it would be a valid throwing of the blood. There would be Me'ilah. And therefore, if the blood is thrown validly, they would also be chayiv because of pigel, nosar, and tamei. So the Gemara says, my love must be the case where b'dahadar alinu pligi, that they're talking about, or after these emurim went out and then the blood was thrown, they came back in. They came back into the azara where they're supposed to be. Ubaha pligi, and this is what the machlokus would be. The Mar Savar, the first Tana of Rabbi Lezer holds that the Emuri Kachim Kalim that go out before Zrikas Damim, Mifsali B'Yotze. They become Pasul with the Yotze. They would be Pasul, and therefore what? If they're Pasul with the Yotze, that's exactly like Ravina Bar Shila. Right? They would be Pasul with the Yotze. And therefore, once they're Pasul and they go out, nothing else can have impact on them. Umar Savar, Rabbi Kiva says, no, Emuri Kachim Kalim that go out before Zrika, low possibly be Yotze. They're not possibly Yotze. Therefore, if you bring them back in, probably bring them back in before Zrika, you bring them back in before Zrika, then it's as if they didn't go out. And therefore, when the blood is thrown, then the Zrika will count, and it'll make Me'ilah, and it'll make Pigel, it'll make Nosar, it'll make Tame.
According to Rabbi Eliezer, you bring in the Korban? Because since the Korban was invalidated?
I don't know. According to Rabbi Eliezer, do you bring a new Korban? No, this is just the Emurim.
Yeah.
This is just the Imurim. This is just the right. It's supposed to be burned in the Mizbeach.
Supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach. So
right.
So then the Korban wasn't completed. No.
I don't know if the Imurim is Yotz. I don't think the Imurim are Ma'akev Kapara. I don't think that's true.
If it's possible Yotz, what's the point of coming back?
Well, he says it doesn't. He says that it's not possible Yotz. That's the Machlokas. That's the Machlokas. The one who says it is possible Yotze, there is no impact. That's why there won't be Me'ila, there won't be Pigel, there won't be Nosir, there won't be Tame. Because if you bring it back in...
That's right.
Exactly. That's why we have two Shitas. So Amar Rapapa, no. Rapapa says, B'dahadar alinu kule amal aplige. If you return the Emurim to the Azara before the Zrika's Dam, both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva will agree that the Zrika will work. Because they're going to both hold, not like Ravina Bar Shila, they're both going to hold that Emuri Kachikalim, that go out before Zrika, are not possible. The only problem would be if it's outside when the blood is thrown. V'hacha b'di isnu avrai pligi. Their machlokas is, and therefore it would not be a raya to Ravina Bar Shila, that his shita is a machlokas tanayim. So what's the machlokas of the tanayim? V'hacha b'di isainu avrai pligi. Here the machlokas is that the Emurim were still outside the Azara when the blood was thrown. They didn't bring it back in before the blood was thrown. And this is what their machlokas is. The Mar, Rabbi Lezer, holds, Ein Zrika Molas Yotze. A Zrika will not have any impact on any item that is outside the Azara during the time of the Zrika. Even if there was no Psul Yotze. The Zrika, it's not Psul as Yotze, but since it's still outside, the Zrika inside won't impact it. Umar, Rabbi Kiva holds, Zrika Moeles the Yotze. No, the Zrika will work for the Yotze. Even though this item is not possible Yotze, because at the time it went out, it was still Kachay Kalim. It's not possible Yotze. So the Zrika inside will impact it, even though it is outside. So there's nothing to do with Ravina Bar Shila, because they're both going to agree that Ravina Bar Shila is wrong, that it's not possible Yotze before Zrika's done. So Gemara then asks, wait a second. So right here, this is the answer that Rav Papa gave. So Gemara then asks on Rav Papa, V'ha Rav Papa hu da Amar. Didn't Rav Papa himself say elsewhere, but the Isnu Abrai, there, Rav Papa says, this is talking about the Shtei Halechem. So it's to figure out what's going on here. Basically what happens is you have the Korban Shtei Halechem that's brought on Shavuos. With the Korban Shtei Halechem, the two loaves of bread that are brought on Shavuos, you bring two Kvasim as Shlamim. Okay? The din is that the Shtei Halechem become mutter to eat once you throw the blood of the Shnei Kvasim. Right, the Shtei Halechem can't be eaten until the blood is thrown. And also, there's a machlokas there as well between Rav Lezer and Rav Akiva. What happens if the Shtei Halechem went out of the Azara between the Shchita of the Kvasim and the Zrika of the blood of the Kvasim? And then the Kvasim became pigle. But these things are outside at the time. So Rav Lezer says that the Shtei Halechem don't have pigle. And Rav Akiva says there is pigle. Must be because the Zrika Saddam, again, in order to become pigle, everything is done appropriately. So the Zrika Saddam that's done inside, it has an impact on what's outside. Because the Shtei Halechem are outside. So he says there, Rav Papa says, the Isnu Abrai, when it's outside, Kule Amalo Pli. Both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva are not cholik, and they agree that the Zrika doesn't work, have any impact on the Shtei Halechem, and therefore the Shtei Halechem would not be pigle. But the little lagavai pligi, and their machlokas is only if they were brought back in. They went out and were brought back in. Well, that's the opposite of Rav Papa said the machlokas here. Right. Here Rav Papa said when they're outside, there is the machlokas. There he says when they're outside, there's no machlokas. So what's going on? So Gemara says, now we have two different machlokas according to Rav Papa. Hani mili, right? What Rav Papa said that the machlokas is when they came back in before Zrika. That, I guess that's in, that's the case of Shtei Halechem. The Gatz Legave Shtei Halechem, the Lav Gufa de Zvicha. That's only when it comes to the Shtei Halechem, because it itself is not the carbon that's being shechted. It's being dependent on something else. Right, with Motzi's now few, the Gemara is making sense now. It's a different case. Aval Emurim, but the innards of the Kachakalim, the Gufa de Zvicha, that they are part of the actual carbon, so then the Istu Bavrai Pligi. There, their machlokas is when they're outside. So if when it comes to the Shtei Halechem, which are not the actual carbon, they're not the actual carbon, so if they are outside, everyone agrees that the Zrika has no impact for them when they're outside. But maybe, when it comes to the Emurim of the Kachakalim, that are actually the carbon itself, then the machlokas over there, when they're outside, that's where the machlokas is. Machlokas would be when they're outside. So it's a different case. It's two different machlokas, a different case. One case is talking about when there's it's the actual carbon that's outside. One case is talking about when it's something that's dependent on the carbon that's outside. Okay, but the bottom line is that we try to prove that Ravina Bar Shila's statement had a tana to be so mechan between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva. And we said, no, that's not the case. That is not their machlokas. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that birds, ofos kogmin, the birds come before the minachos, because the birds are blood korban, and the minachos are not. So Gemara says, Adarab, again, your question from yesterday, why one is more important than the other, Gemara takes it as assumes it's to be the case. Adarab, why don't we say the opposite? Why don't we say that minachos kognos, that the minachos should come first, because the minachos have a mila, they have an extra din, shekein yeshnan b'tzivur k'miyachin. There are karbanos that can be brought as karban yachid, like the birds, but there are menachos that are also can be brought as a karban tzibur. Those are the minchas omer and the shtei halechem that we just mentioned. Those are menachos that come with karban tzibur. The oaf never brought the karban tzibur. So maybe that's a madriga that you pull the menachos over the birds. The Rosh says, no, it's not. Maybe yes, no. Afilu hachi minei damim adifi. No, it's not the case. Blood offerings are more important to more kados than non-blood offerings, and therefore they would come first. Then the Mishnah mentioned the minchas chote, the mincha brought by a sinner, like the korban al-riyorei, who's poor, he brings a minchas chote. Excuse me, that comes before a voluntary or korban mincha, before minchas nedava, because we said the minchas chote came for a sin, and that's going to give you expiation, that's going to give you, that's going to provide you kapara. The Gemara says, maybe adarabah, the minchas nedava kodemes, maybe the mincha nedava should come first. She came to Una Shem and Levona. It has extra stuff that comes along with it. It has oil and Levona that's come with a Minchas Nedava. But a Minchas Chote comes plain. It doesn't have Shem and Levona. So the Gemara says, no. Afilu hachi Minchas Chote abala chet adifa de micha peres. No, the Minchas Chote that's coming because of a sin, that should get priority because it's micha peres. And that Mila is much more important. The fact that it provides atonement, that's more important. Ibailu, you have a suffix now. I have a Minchas Sota. The mincha that the husband of the Isha Sota brings, u'minchas nadava, and then a voluntary mincha that are, I guess, in front of us at the same time. That's why we really need the big board up in the Beis HaMikdash, so everyone knows what goes first. You don't bring...
It'll be on the tab.
Right, no, don't do it. Radiant eating.
Minchas Sota is not the husband, it's the wife, the woman itself brings it.
I don't think, no, the husband brings it.
Yeah, she brings it.
The husband brings it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, u'minchas nedava, so the sota and the minchas netzota and the minchas nedava come together. Eizem hen kodemes, which one has priority? Minchas nedava kadma, do we say the mincha of nedava comes first? Shekein te'una shem and levona, because the minchas levona, that has the smile of shem and levona. O dilma minchas sota kadma, that the minchas sota come first, shekein ba'a levarer avon. It's coming to part of the process to clarify whether or not a sin took place. It's not kapara, that's why it's different. It's a clarification carbon.
How does a clarification carbon work?
What do you mean, how does it work?
I mean,
it's brought along with...
It's a clarification?
It's brought along in the process for clarifying. The whole thing, the whole sota procedure is to clarify whether or not she did the avera. So the mincha sota is brought along with that. It's part of the clarification process.
Okay.
Right? The mincha sota.
That's the ink, among other things, that's the ink that they scrape off and sift tar.
That's part of the process.
That's part of the process. Yeah.
Okay, so Yibayilu, Mincha Sota, Mincha Zadava, Ezmi Kondemis, Mincha Zadava Kadma, Shekein Tuna Shem of Lvona, Odima Mincha Sota Kadma, Shekein Ba Levaria. So Tashma, let's try to bring a raya to answer the suffix. Tashma, we just said before in the Mishnah, the Mincha Sota comes before the Mincha Zadava. The actual sin offering, the Mincha sin offering comes before the voluntary Mincha. So maybe that's exact. That minchas chote hu de kadma minchas nedava. That only the mincha of the chote comes before the nedava. But ha mincha sota, but the mincha sota would not come before it. So the Gemara says no. Why? Mikatani. What's the reason the Mishnah said that the minchas chote becomes before the mincha sota? It didn't say mipnei shehi mincha peres. The Mishnah, right? If you look back, at the Mishnah doesn't say mipnei shehi mincha peres. It's because it provides atonement. The reason given was mipnei shehi ba'a al chet. It's coming because of a sin. Well, so too, v'hanami ba'al chet. This is also coming because of a sin, or at least a potential sin.
That's a big difference, because the first one actually committed a hate.
Right.
Here, there's a question, there's suspected, but...
But it's coming all within the framework of sin.
Okay.
That's all within the framework of sin, whether it's been something that happened or something that we're trying to determine happened. But the reason why the mincha is being brought is because of potential sin.
Okay.
So maybe that's the reason why. We're in the world of hate, exactly. So the Gemara starts to, so there's no raya from our mission. The Gemara tries to bring another raya. Tashma. We have another braisa that says, Zoko demes lezo, regarding menachos. This one comes before that one. Shezo ba menachitin. Minchas the dava should come first because it comes from wheat. Vizoba minasorin. And this one comes from Sorin. So my love, so maybe that's, what's that talking about? The Minchas Nadava comes before the Minchas Sota. The Minchas Nadava comes because it's from Chitin, and the Minchas Sota, it's a low-level korban, it's coming from Sorim, and therefore the Nadava comes before the Sota. Versus who says we're talking here about the Minchas Nadava? Lo, that Raisa is talking about Minchas Chote comes before the Minchas Sota, because the Minchas Chote comes because from Chitin, and the Sota comes from Sorin. Versus, wait a second. If that's the case, we're talking about the Minchas Chote, the Minchas Sota, why do I need the distinction because of wheat and barley? I already have this distinction, chet, and I already have the distinction of typically the hamicha peres, halomicha peres. The Minchas Chote provides atonement. The Minchas Sota does not provide atonement. It's part of the biro process. So LMI, so what are we talking about? He's saying the Minchas Nadava should come, talking about the Minchas Nadava. Typically, the Zotim Shem Levona, the Zoyan to Shem Levona. The reason given should be because this one requires Shem Levona, that one does not. Why are you going to the point? Why are you going to Minchas, the barley and wheat distinction? So the Gemara therefore says, Ela Chamitre Tami Nakit. The Mishnah's, the Bryce is giving one of a bunch of reasons. This carbon comes because for this carbon, because this is from Chitin and Siorin. There could be other reasons why this one comes first. Maybe this is Mechaperis or not Mechaperis, but there's no proof that it has to be dealing with the Minchas Nadava and the Minchas Sota. It could be dealing with the Minchas Chota and the Minchas Sota. Why didn't you just bring the halacha, the reason why one precedes the other is because of Mechaperis or not? More than one reason. There were multiple reasons. But there's no raya, because it could be read both ways, so there's no raya regarding which one comes first, the Minchas Sota or the Minchas Nadava, and like yesterday's, we leave this off without having a clear-cut answer in the Gemara. Okay, next. The Mishnah said, Chatas Of Kodemes, right before the Olas Of. Let's see the recording. The Chatas bird comes before the Ola bird. So Minahanimili, how do we know this din, that the Chatas bird comes before the Ola bird? It says, the Tana Rabbanan, we have in a brisa. It's talking about somebody who's chayav to bring, you know, a cane sipor, two birds, one the ola, one the chatas. The pasuk says, "Vayikra perikay." The pasuk says, "Vehikriv es asher lechatas rishona," and you should be makriv, should bring up that which is the chatas first. So the Gemara, the brisa asks, "Ma tamud lomar? What is this coming to teach us? She ain't tamud lomar lulamed shetikar rishona." It cannot be teaching that the Korban Chatas is brought first. Why? Harei kvar nemar, because the pasuk says right afterwards, Vesasheni yase ola. So I already know that the ola comes second. Ela, the fact that it says Chatas Rishona, bana av. And it's a bana av and makes a rule to all other cases to teach us a yisod. Likol Chatos, right? And all Chatos, just like here, the Chatas comes before the ola. So too the din is, by all chatos, sheyikdimu ola habos yimayim. If you have a korban chatas and a korban ola coming together, oftentimes you have them coming together, the chatas always comes first. Always. Bein chatas of la ola sof, whether we're talking about two birds, the chatas of comes before the ola sof. Bein chatas behema la ola behema, if we're talking about two animals, the chatas behema should come before the ola behema. And here is the big chiddush, vafilu chatas of la ola behema. The chatas, if you have a chatas of and olas behema coming together to see what situations there are, if those are coming together, the bird chatas comes first.
Makes sense.
Okay, the chatas comes first. Hilkach, therefore, chatas ha'of, olas ha'of, the fact that the chatas bird comes before the ola bird, that we learn from the pasuk v'sasheni yasa ola, the ola bird comes second. Chatas behema, olas behema, the chatas behema comes before the olas behema, midirabi rachmana, because the pasuk says, we learned it the other day, he says, that the chatas comes first, the ola comes second. The chatas oaf, la olas behema, the fact that you have a chatas bird coming together with an ola behema, the chatas bird comes first, mi zeban av. That we learned out from the binyan av. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to ask kashas on this this rule, on this brisa, that says that the chatas always comes first when it's brought together with an ola, even if the chatas is a bird and the ola is a behema. So Toshma, I'm bring a Toshma here as a kasha. Rabbi Elezer Omer. Rabbi Elezer says, "Kol mak." So there, Yoledes. When it comes to Yoledes, it's going to state in the brisa that the ola comes before the chatas. Okay, Yoledes has to bring two birds. Makes sense a little bit because there the chatas is not really coming on sin, right? So kol makom, every place where the wealthy person who brings a chatas behema. And the ani, by the ani, the Torah says, "Shen nischalfa bechatas," that you can switch it with the chatas and instead bring two birds. Right? The woman always has to bring an ola behema, and her chatas she can switch into two birds. Shen nischalfa, right? Is that the case? Let's read. What is it? Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, "Kol makom shen nischalfa chatas, va'ofos bo'in tachtea bedalos." And the birds come instead of the chatas because of you know the income tax bracket. Kegon b'metamen mikdash the ikaro chatas behema ubedalos nischalfosh deitorim. Instead of bringing the chatas, you bring two birds, one for a chatas, one for an ola. So kol makom she nischalfosh chatas, chatas kodemes. The chatas comes before the ola. In that case, the chatas bird comes before the ola bird because the ikar korban is the chatas. So if the ikar korban is the chatas, and we're substituting two birds instead of the chatas behema, so the chatas bird is going to come before the ola bird. But kan, meaning by the yoledes, who's bringing two birds, one for the ola, one for the chatas, the ola kodemes. There the ola comes first. Rashi says, v'kan bi yoledes, sha'ov tachas ola huba, v'habehema ikar haisa. What's going on over here, the yoledes who's bringing two birds, one for the chatas, one for the ola comes. Because by a yoledes, the animal that's being substituted is an ola. Right? So the chata... the chatas is supposed to come from the birds to begin with. The fact that she, right, the fact that she's bringing an ola bird, that's in lieu of an ola behema. Right. So therefore, since by the yoledes, the ola would come first, because the ola behema comes before the chatas oaf. So too by the yoledes ania, where you bring the two together, you would bring the ola before the chatas. Right? And then he also says, kol makom sheba al chet, every place where the korban chatas is coming for a sin, the chatas will come before an ola. He's bringing reasons why the ola, when it comes to the yoledes, the ola bird comes before the chatas bird. Even though we just said, the rule is that the chata should come first. But Yoledes was saying different. He says, reason number two, is kol makom sheba al chet, anytime the korban chatas is coming for an actual sin, then the chata, and it's coming with an ola at the same time, then the chatas comes first before the ola. But kan, ola kodemes, but here the ola is going to come first, because her chatas is not coming for a sin. It's funny, like all the perushim, all the mefarshim krah, trying to figure out, why did she bring a korban chatas? What sin did she do? The Gemara says, here straight out, no sin. It's not coming for a sin. Right? It's coming for what? It's coming for tahara purposes. There's no sin here. So therefore, the ola comes first. And also, kol makom.
I thought she swears she'll never have another baby.
That's exactly what I'm saying. They come and try to come out with all these answers. But the Gemara here, the Brisa here clearly states, you don't need that. There is no sin. Just bring the chatas. It's a different type of korban chatas. Chatas may not necessarily bring why it's brought. It's the procedure. You have to go through the chatas procedure. I think that's the easiest answer for that question. There is no sin. Okay. Then it says, he also says, third reason why by a yoledes, the ola would come before the chatas, says, kol makom, any place where an usher would just bring one behema for the chatas, but by the ani, it says, shnai yiboyim tachas chatas, you bring two birds, one for a chatas, one for an ola, instead of the chatas, the chatas comes first. But kan, ola kodemus. But here, Only one bird is instead of the behema, because the yoledes ashira brings a behema la ola and an ofel chatas, and the ania is going to bring two birds, one for the ola, one for the chatas. Meaning the ola bird is not in lieu of an animal of the chatas. The Ola is in lieu of another Ola, right? So you always bring a bird as a chatas. The Ola is the what's being substituted. So that's why the Ola Kodemis. So you see here that it's not like the Binyanav. Here it's different. When it comes to Yoledes, the Ola is coming before the chatas. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says no. Amar Rava, this is a very difficult answer, I'm not sure what this means. Amar Rava, no, we're going to go like the Binyan Av, but here it's the Mikra Hikdima Kasav. What does that mean, the Mikra Hikdima Kasav? Rashi says, look Rashi, last Rashi.
We read the Pasha of Ola before we do.
No. It says, Shetehei Nikreis B'inyan Tchila. That you should call this one the chatas first. And you should set aside the chatas bird, you should set aside the Ola bird first before the chatas. Aval Bavodasan, chatas kodemes, kidam rin, kidam amra mizeh bonav. That's what it seems to be.
Well, what does that mean?
That's what he said, I don't understand.
But he says what? We read the Ola first, but we give the chatas first.
What do you mean we read the Ola first?
And we read the Torah, we read. The
Pasuk. Parchas
Ola comes before the
Parchas Chasa. That makes no sense, though, in what...
Yeah, I mean, don't we learn in davening that we should do Shabbat before we do ask for Kapara? We should praise Hashem before we ask for anything. So right. We should bring the Ola before we...
But there's no Kapara here. That's what we're just talking about.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about the general... The
general... I think it's apples...
...saying we should bring a chatas before we bring an Ola.
Right.
And that's not the way that we normally learn.
No, because the Ola is for goodwill. And you're not getting goodwill if you have a sin on you.
You have a sin on you if you don't have any... First, you have to...
Okay, thank you.
All right, that's a good answer. I don't know what that means, that the Mikra Higdima. Like Rashi Toso says, Perish HaKudrish, Shetien Nikras being in Tchila, Vatema Machidzuzeh. What's the big deal? That's how I read it. It's supposed to be Makdish first. That's how I read it. I read it like the Reb Chaim in the Tosfos. I don't understand what Rashi's... Yeah, I don't understand what Rashi's impact, what the impact of it, because it's read first in the Torah. So why do you have all these halachas back and forth? I don't understand what that... Okay. But now the Gemara is going to bring another raya against the Binyanav.
What? Something comes before the other in the Torah, you should go with that unless it's a...
Right, so here the reason is the Binyanav, not to go like it. What does that mean? You read it first. When do you read it? Just in the you read it because of the Parsha Shavua.
Right.
So why is he going through all these three reasons? Is why it comes first. It's all these three reasons come first to be read. It's read that way because that's what it's written. Okay. So Tashma.
You got to answer that question.
What?
It's not necessarily that's a reason, but you have to answer that question.
Yeah, but I just don't understand
if the Torah has it first, right. There's a reason for why. There's possible reason why that's given as that should be the reason what you do, you switch it around. But clearly that's not the answer.
So it's three reasons why you should switch it around, but the Binyanav tells you otherwise.
Because that makes more sense.
And I like Tosas' shot better.
So
do I. Okay. Usually we machlokas and dafyomi go by Rashi unless we don't understand it. Okay. So I don't know.
That's not a straight according. That's according to standard shot. That's not a halacha.
What, here?
No, going according to Rashi over
something else. No, in Hilchos Daf Yomi. Chapter 2, Sif Beis. Tashma. First, you know what the first halach is.
Yeah,
it's not even low enough. Footnote? Tashma. Tashma. So there's going to be another kasha on the Binyanav. There's another kasha Binyanav, meaning we're going to look for here, and it's going to seem as though the Olog will come before the Chatas. So I have this talking about, okay, Parim Kodim Le'elim. The big cows come before the rams, the Elim Kodim Le'kvasim, Le'kvasim come before the Se'irim. Fine, that's the order of the animals. So what are we talking about? When do they come first? So my love, the Chag, are we not talking about the Korban Musaf on Sukkot? That even though the Kvasim are brought as an Olog, and the Se'irim are brought as a Chatas, nevertheless, it says that the Kvasim, which are an Ola, become before the Se'irim, which is a problem for our Binyanav, because our Binyanav said that the Chatas should come first, because they're all coming together. So Gemara says, no, we're not talking about here about the Karbanos on Sukkot. We're talking about Karbanos that came as a Nedava, that came as a voluntary offering. We say that Parim Kodmin Le'elim, the parim come before the elim, shekein nisrabu b'nesachim, because they have more nesachim, because if the bigger animal gets bigger nesachim. So cow is the ox is the bigger animal, it comes before the elim. So to the elim l'kvasim, because it's bigger. And the kvasim l'si'irim, and the kvasim come before the si'irim, that are ola, shekein nisrabu ba'alya. Okay, that's how I think my goes, how's that work? So the parim come before the elim, because it has bigger nesachim. The elim come before the kvasim, and the kvasim come before the Se'irim. And therefore what? Because the Kvasim and the Se'irim are the same size, it's the same thing, so why is the Kvasim coming before first? Shekein Nisrabu Ba'alya. Because like Heves, you also mark with the tail, and not by the Se'ir.
It doesn't have one.
Right. So that's why it's an exception, I guess, to the rule. Okay. So Tashma, another question among the Brice that says the Chatas comes before the Ola all the time. Tashma, Par Kohen Mashiach. The par that the Kohen Mashiach gives if he does the Aveira, that's the par chatas that the Kohen Gadol brings if he was Chote B'Shogeh or an Aveira that he would have been Chayiv with courage from Ezin, comes before Kodem L'par Helam Dov Shel Tzibur, which is also a chatas. It basically makes mistakes and Rov Klal Yom Sachs Horios. Now, Par Helam Dov Shel Tzibur, which is a chatas, Kodem L'par Avos Chachavim, would come before the par brought by the nation if they made a mistake and they were Matir Son of Orozara. And Rov Yisrael does that Aveira. Par Obas Chachavim, the par of Avodah Zarah, Kodem L'Seir Avos Chachavim, comes before the Seir of the Avodah Zarah. Okay, but the Gemara says, the Afa Gav, the par Obas Chachavim Ola, U'Seiri Avos Chachavim Chatas. If you look in the Pasha, when it comes to this Avera Avodah Zarah, the two Karbanos are brought. One's the par, one's the Seir. The par is the Hukrav as an Ola, the Seir is Hukrav as a Chatas. So why is the Ola coming for the Chatas here? Why is the par coming for the Seir? I don't know why we just said like we said before, because it was bigger. Okay? So the Gemara says, why are you proving it that the Emory Risha, you can also look at the Risha, with the Risha there it says, the Par Helm Dovah Shel Tzibur with the Zachatos comes before the Par of Zachavim, which is an Ola. Therefore you see the Chatos comes before the Ola. So the Gemara says, no. Bechad Mina Lo Kamrinan. When it's one Min, when the Chatos and the Ola are from the same Din, same Min, we don't say the Ola comes first. That never happens. The Chatas Kadma, those are both par. The Chatas will come first. Ki Karmina, what we're learning out from the Seifa, is because it's betray meaning. It's talking about two different meanings. The Ola is a par, the Chatas is a sire. And nevertheless, we see Ashikhan, Ola, the Kadma, the Chatas. So we have the Ola coming for the Chatas. So what's going on? That goes against our Binyanav.
Right.
So Gemara says, Amri Bar Rava, they said in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, to answer this question, Mishmei the Rava Bar Mari, who says, Chatas Avos Chavim, Chaser Aleph. If you look in the Torah, the Chatas is spelled with an Aleph to show me that's a lower level Chatas to indicate an exception to the Binyanav. That in this instance, the Ola would come beforehand. It's already. It's embedded in the text of the Torah. It's a Chatas Ksiv without the Aleph. So Ravina gives another answer. He's going to say yes. Every place the Chatas and the Ola come together, the Chatas to come before the Ola, even by Shnei Minim. Right. So why by the Par and the Sari of the Vos Chachavim, that the Ola of the Par comes with the Chatas of the Sair, because there it says, Kamishpat Ksibhu. It says there, Umin Chaso, Uvinisko, Kamishpat. So that means you have to do it the way it is written. So this shows that the Seder, written about by the Chet of the Avodah Zarah, is specific, and in the Psukim, the Par comes before the Sair, so therefore it comes first. So the Gemara says, okay, Hashta the Asas Lahachi. If that's the case, that when it says Kamishpat, that means specifically as written in the text. So I can go back to our original Braisa where you had the four Karbanos, where we mentioned that the the Par comes before the Elim, the Elim comes from the Kvasim, the Kvasim comes from the Seirim, and we said, how can that be? We said, that's also going to be about, go back to our original answer, it's talking about Sukkos. Why did the Ola come before the Chatas? Because that's Kamishpatam in the Pasuk. So Kamishpatam said the Asas Lachi, I feel team of Pari the Chag Nami, Kamishpatam Ksibuhu. It's Kamishpatam, simple. Go straightforward. You asked the Ola coming before the Chatas? Because it's written first and it says Kamishpatam. Okay. Yiboyeluhu. Now they had another, so I guess we never really upset the Halak, the Binyanab. The Binyanab still stands. Any answers that we, problems that we had, basically says because it's Kamishpatam, and therefore it has to go to be specific. Then the Gemara asks, Yiboyeluhu, his suffix in the yeshiva. Chatas of the olas behema umaiser ezim hen kodem. So basically, I have three korbanos now. A is supposed to come before B. B is supposed to come before C, but C is supposed to come before A. So how does that work? Which one comes first? So here I have the Chatas Oath and the Olas Behema. The Chatas Oath is supposed to come before the Olas Behema, and then they also have the Maiser, which is supposed to come before the bird, because it's a Zevach. Okay? Ezumei Kodem. Do we say Tiktum Chatas Oath, that the Chatas Oath should come first, because we said that it comes before the Olas Behema? We can't do it. It has to go first, because Ika Maiser the Kodem Lab. We have the Kodem Maiser, which is supposed to come before the Chatas bird. So let's say, oh, Likta Meiser. The Meiser should come first. No. Ika Olas Behema, the Kod Malay. But the Olas Behema is supposed to come before that. That's what you were starting asking yesterday in the back, was what happens if we have conflicts between the rules set out? Here's the first question. And the first question tomorrow is going to be also, what's if you have conflicts between the rules set out in the different Mishnayas? So he says, again, so Chatas Of Olas Behema, Meiser, Esim, and Kodem. Tiktum Chatas Of, no, Ika Meiser, the Kodem law. Liktum Maiser, Ika Olas Behema, the Kodem law. So what are we supposed to do? Tiktum Olas Behema, let the Olas Behema come first? No, we can't do that. Ika Chatas Of, the Kodem law. The Chatas Of comes before that. So which comes first in this case? So Hachar Targminu, here I guess it means in Bavel, the answer they gave is Zevach Adif. In this case, we're going to do the Maiser first, because we're going to take the Maila of being the Zevach is going to trump. So we're going to trump the Zevach over the Chatas Of, and then the Chatas Of is going to come before the Ola, the Hema, because the Chat and the Ola come together, the Chatas comes first. But my Rabbi Amri, the Mara and Eretz Yisrael, they said no. Ayla ba Olas Behema b'Chatas Oath, the Igba Ami Meiser. What happens is you have the Ola bird, which should technically come after the Meiser Behema. But since the Ola bird is together, since the Chatas bird is with the Ola Behema, and by the fact that they're together, it raises the Chatas above the Behema. So now the bird has already been raised above the Zevach. So that power, so to speak, that the Ola has to push the Chatas above it, pushes the Chatas above the Meiser as well. And the Chatas bird would come first, then the Ola's Behema, and then the Meiser. So, right. That's what it says. So, and who has the better Masorah about what happened in Eretz Yisrael? Those in Babel or those in Ma'arava? It's an interesting, you know, this Machlok is clearly taking place later. So, I don't know. It's interesting. Okay, next Mishnah. Kol hachatos shebatorah kodmos la'ashamos. If I have to bring a korban chatas and a korban asham, the korban chatas comes first. As we mentioned in the other Mishnah, that the chatas comes for the asham because it's four applications as opposed to two that are four. Chutz me ashram mitzora, except when you have an ashram mitzora. I mean, if someone's bringing a korban ashram on the day that he's going to become tahor, that comes before the chatas that comes with it. Why? B'pnei yishu ba'al hechsher. The ashram mitzora is coming to be makshir the mitzora to eat kachim and to come to the base of the mikdash. Therefore, it's chashuv, because the tahara, the mitzora, is totally on it, and therefore it raises its level and it comes before the chatas. Kol ha'ashram ashram mitzora, bo'in b'nei shtayim. All ashamos are supposed to come from an animal that is 2 years old. It has to be 2 years old. Uba'im b'kesef shkolim. And it has to be at least kesef shkolim, which is two shlaim, as a minimum amount for purchase. Chutz me asham nazir. Except for the asham that the nazir brings if he became tamei during his days in his yiras. And the asham etzora. Shehem ba'im b'nesh nasan. These two ashamos can come from an animal that is only 1 year old. The ain't buying the kosher shkalim, and you don't have to have this minimum amount. It can even be brought for if it was less worth less than shnei shlaim. Okay, so now all these halachas that we mentioned, kishem shekodim b'hakrav asan, just like these korbanos that we say korban A is supposed to be hukra before korban B, so to the din is b'kodim b'achil asan. If korban A and korban B that needs to be eaten, then the korban that was supposed to be hukra first gets eaten first. Same halacha applies to eating. Rashi says, "Kachol v'achila son." The first white line, "Achulu de b'nei achilakai." Of course, it's only talking about things that are actually right to be eaten. The ola is not eaten, so you don't have to worry about that. He goes, "Chatas la'asham va'asham matoda v'todu shlam mimishlam b'chor." But he skips the ola part because the ola is not eaten. Okay, so he says next.
There's other factors also. Maybe you think that one has for one day. And one
right. So Gemara then says, "Now shlamim shel emesh." So shlamim shel emesh. I'm going to read it the way it seemed to me simply, and seemed the way that Tosfos read it, not the way that we have Rashi here. Again, apologize to Rashi, but I just didn't understand how it went. It says, Shlomim shel emesh. So, Shlomim that were hukrav yesterday, Ushlamim shel yom, and shlamim that are hukr of today, shel emesh kodim l'shel yom. You should eat the shlamim from yesterday, as opposed to shlamim today, because I have less time. Today's shlamim I have today, tonight, and tomorrow. Yesterday's shlamim I just have today. Right? So shlamim shel emesh, b'shlamim shel yom, shel emesh kodim l'shel yom. Shlamim shel emesh, if I have the shlamim that were hukr of yesterday, the chatas v'ashram shel hayom, and the chatas the ashram of today, shlamim shel emesh kodim. I should eat the shlamim first. Why? Because the shlamim I only have today to eat. The chatos and the ashram I have today and tonight to eat it. Technically till alos, but at least till chatzos. Divrei Rav Meir. Those are the words of Rav Meir. The chachamim say, no, chatos kodem is ibnei shi kotche kotchim. No, the chatos still comes first because it's kotche kotchim. So that's how I read it. Rashi says differently. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says in the second wide line, he says, shlamim shabo emesh. What does that mean? Shabo emesh le'azara. They were brought yesterday to the azara. V'shahu ad hayom. V'shachtan. And you waited till today, and you shechted them. Meaning, you shechted the shlamim of yesterday and the shlamim today at the same time. The shlamim of yesterday, this shlamim with carbon was brought into the Mizbeach on Wednesday. This shlamim was brought into the Mizbeach on Thursday. You shechted, you should do the shlamim of yesterday before the shlamim of today. That's what he seems to be saying. Shlamim shlamim le'azara. V'shahu ad hayom. U'shachtan. Then or v'chatas asham shel yom omdim le'agriv shlamim shel emesh kodim. Why? The zilzul hashosam kolkach. Since they've already been there since yesterday, it's a zilzul for the korban to make them wait even longer. V'ho uba'u rishon. Since they came into the nazar first, yikrevu rishon. They should be brought rishon. Nothing to do with the amount of time that's left to eat. It's the amount of time they've been waiting around in the mizbeach. Again, the big board is going to come in handy for this. So if you look at Tosos then brings his Shita, his understanding of what Rashi said, which is different than what Rashi has by us. Rashi, there he says, Toso Shlomim says, Perish Bekuntras, why do why does yesterday's come first? The Zilzuhul Hashosim Kolkach, Shetsuras HaBasar Miskalkelas. The Basar is going to get spoiled. Must mean that it was shechted already. So that's why you have to eat it first. It was shechted yesterday. Don't eat the Chattas before it, because the Basar or the Shlomim is going to get spoiled. That's not what we have in our Rashi. Our Rashi is talking about a case where it wasn't shechted yet. He says, "Valchina." He says, but then he brings the reason that we said, "Ela haynu taima to shlamim shel emesh ein lam heter ela ad halayla the chatas va'ashem shel yom ad boker to nechalim yom v'layla." That's how we learned it. We learned it like Tosos. Okay, last line in the Mishnah: the kulan and all karbanos that the kohanim can eat, hakohanim rashayim lashanos ba'achilasam. They can eat it any. They can prepare it any way they want. Lachom shluyim. They can roast it, ushlukim, which I think it means heavily cooked, umuvushalim, which probably means boiled, lases latochan tavli chulin, they can put chulin spices in it, they can put tavli truma spices in it, because they give time, divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir says, we saw this a few times, lo yitein latochan tavli truma, don't put truma spices in it, because now what you're doing is you're limiting the time that you're allowed to eat the truma. Truma can be eaten at any time. And now you're mevi'in kachim, the base apsul. You're bringing the truma time that can now, what's put in the korban, truma the apsul. You're limiting the amount of time that truma can be eaten, because now that truma can only be eaten up to the time that the korban can be eaten. Tomorrow, the Gemara is going to ask, what if we have a clash between our first Mishnah and the second Mishnah? The first Mishnah says Tadir is kodem, second Mishnah says Kodesh is kodem. What if there's a clash? What if you have Kodesh, which is not Tadir? Okay. Stop here. Right. Have a good day. Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, so 6 o'clock, right? Yeah.